Hey guys, this is John with Catholic for Rednecks, coming to you from St. Clair County, Alabama. And today, I'd like to talk to you about missing books of the Bible. Or maybe we should say, are there any books missing from the Bible? Yesterday, my son came over. He's got a pretty popular Instagram page. It's called Catholicism. Don't ask me to spell it, but it's like alcoholism. And he's written a couple novels. One is called Stork, and the other one is called The Shriving Place. You can get them on Amazon, I believe. And he started his Instagram page just to promote his two novels, but his page took off a life on its own. And he's got like 40-something thousand active subscribers. So he was over here yesterday for dinner after Mass. And we were just sitting around, and my wife has been binging podcasts about Sasquatch and Bigfoot and such. And me and her, oh man, that's what we do. We've gotten to where we don't watch much TV. We just get home and crank up the Bose stereo, and we listen to podcasts. My favorites are true crime. There's a good one called Secrets. True crime, and a friend of mine does that, but we're just podcast junkies. So she's been listening to Bigfoot Sasquatch. And what happened the other night, I was playing an episode from some Sasquatch podcast, and I fell asleep. And I woke up periodically through the night hearing howling and scratching and voices and stuff, and I think it was on a Friday night, but I just slept through it. But the thing got on autoplay, and my wife laid awake and listened to about 35 episodes of Sasquatch and Bigfoot sightings. Got us on the subject of UFOs. So when my son was over here, he's a skeptic. And I did a little short video interview of him, asking him if he believes that there's UFOs. He don't. He says there's no existence of them. And so I posted that video on my Facebook page. And, it's like hitting a hornet's nest. And people got stirred up. And I even got on there and I said, you know, there's UFOs described all over the Bible, Old Testament and New Testament. And some lady that I know got on there and said something about, well, I know that there's missing books of the Bible. And I had to get on there and say, no, there ain't no books missing out of the Bible. So I told her I would do a podcast and maybe a YouTube later on the subject. But there's no, when we talk, first we got to define what is the Bible. Okay, the Bible is not a big book that was published once Jesus went to heaven. A lot of people think that after Jesus was crucified and he rose again on the third day, that right before he ascended to heaven, that he went by Books a Million or Kinko's or something and stamped out a bunch of King James Bibles and just sent them all over the world, handed them to the... No, that didn't happen. As a matter of fact, there was no such thing as a Bible. And to just go one step further than that, no one in the Bible even had a Bible, okay? The Old Testament is that the Jews went by, the written scriptures, the scrolls, were never canonized as they are in the King James Bible today. So there is no Bible. So the Bible is a word that is it means books. So what happened is the Catholic Church gathered together the parts of the Old Testament, which we have now, Genesis through Malachi, and then they chose letters, sacred letters from certain apostles, and called that the New Testament, then stapled them together, and blah, blah, we got a Bible. And that didn't happen until about the year 398. So basically the first 300 years of the Christian church, there was no Bible. It was all word of mouth, and they had literally hundreds of what they considered sacred and important letters and scriptures. They were being passed around all over the Roman Empire from Spain to India. And then the Pope, I believe it was Pope Innocent and another one, they started having a series of meetings and established a New Testament canon, 27 books, put them together, and they were very scrutinized. They had two or three of these big powwows trying to figure out which of these scriptures would be considered the New Testament, and when they did, the Pope made a rare decree that this here New Testament is the Word of God. Bam! Okay, now, when people say that the Catholics hid books from the Bible, removed big books from the Bible, what they are doing is, quote, is they're just repeating fake news what they have heard. Because if you look at any Catholic Bible right now, this is July of 2022, if you get yourself a Catholic Bible, I didn't say the King James, a Catholic Bible, and turn to it, you will find seven books in the Old Testament part. Seven books. They're known as the Deuterocanonical books. The Protestants wanted to call these Apocrypha because they didn't believe they were real. Because Martin Luther said one of them, the book of James, was just a straw man, you know, made of straw and needs to be burned. During the era of Martin Luther, when he was mad at the Catholic Church, and he posted up that shit post of all the things he didn't like about the Catholic Church, he went on to remove several books from the Bible. And one of them was James in the New Testament that you have in the King James. Another one was Revelations, which he said was total garbage. And there's, you know, he just, if it didn't agree with his new beliefs, he shit-canned it. Just plain and simple, got rid of it. Well, anyhow, those books in the Old Testament that I just mentioned, called the Deuterocanonical books, those books primarily cover the period between Malachi and Matthew, which is a few hundred years. You got 1st and 2nd Maccabees. You got the book of Tobit. You've got Baruch. You've got a book of wisdom, so on and so forth. Judith. And these books compromise over 3,000 verses. Now, when the King James Version originally came out in 1611, these books were in it. But 98 years later, by an act of the British Parliament, they got shit canned just to give the finger to Rome. But in those books, there's a whole lot of things Catholics believe right now. You know, many times, and myself, I grew up Southern Baptist, thought he was a Southern Baptist, thought Jesus Christ was a Southern Baptist. I really did. Thought the apostles were all Southern Baptists. I grew up in that. And I also had a Pentecostal church down here in the South, you know, tongue talking and pew jumping and all that. No snake handling, though. Didn't get that advanced. But I really did believe that Jesus was a Southern Baptist, and that's the church I was raised in. Now, if you go back to those Catholic books, you'll find a lot of things that Catholics believe in that me raised up as Baptist. You know, we was always wondering, well, where's that in the Bible? Well, I'll tell you where it is. It got shit-canned by the Protestant Reformation. Now, the Jews, they don't believe in those books either because they're too Catholic. They're too Christian. So they don't accept them. But I'm going to tell you something about the Jewish religion. A lot of Christians do not know this, but their Old Testament ain't the same as ours. They've got two things. They got the Torah, they got I can't think of it right now. It's a verbal tradition. They've got a whole lot going on. They just didn't have Genesis and Malachi, all right? They had a buttload of other stuff they went by, and they really didn't have it codified or canonized until after the Catholic Church put the Bible together. So if you're not Catholic and you go to First Church of the Happy Souls or some non-denominational church, a Presbyterian church, a Methodist, Assembly of God, then the Bible that you've got is missing thousands of verses. It's missing six books that were in the original King James Version Those books were all in the, now this is very important, those books were all in the Septuagint. What is a Septuagint? That is the Bible or the scriptures, just using the word Bible loosely, the scriptures that Jesus and the apostles read, their Old Testament, had been translated into the Greek, and it was called the Septuagint. So we all know now that Jesus spoke Aramaic. That was a language of his, the region he was in, Aramaic. And then later on, his words were recorded, we believe, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit into Greek. All right? But the Old Testament they had, when Jesus was reading Isaiah and all those scriptures, and Paul too, they were reading out of Septuagint. It was a Greek translation of those Hebrew scriptures. Now, those scriptures, the Septuagint that Jesus quoted from, contains every one of those Catholic books that the Protestants removed. Now, Paul, over there in the New Testament, he said that all scripture is given by inspiration of God. And we automatically think he's talking about everything from Genesis to Maps. But when he said that, the New Testament had not been written. It had not been formulated. Paul was talking about the Old Testament scriptures, so they were inspired by God. Okay? Now, when Paul said that that Old Testament was, that all those scriptures in the Old Testament were inspired by God, that they were God's word, he was talking also about those seven books that the Protestants removed. He said those were the word of God. Jesus quoted from the Septuagint. Later on, the Septuagint was translated, and then the guy named Jerome, and remember, I'm a redneck. I ain't trying to be a theologian on here, some Harvard grad. So I talk like rednecks because I am a redneck. But later, the scriptures were translated into Latin by a fellow named Jerome. And that became the official book of the Catholic Church, the official Bible. It's called the Vulgate. It's that Bible with the New Testament that Jesus used. It's called the Latin Vulgate. That is the official Bible of the church, not the King James. The King James is a purposed translation of the Bible, of the scripture, to support the Church of England, their authority and doctrine. But the Catholic Bible has been around, was around for hundreds of years prior to the Protestant Bible. In fact, the Catholic Bible was around in the year after, we'll say about 400 AD. The Catholics had their stuff together. And for 1,300 years, the Catholic Church had their own Bible before here comes Martin Luther, Johnny come lately, wanting to shred the Bible, wanted to remove all those Catholic scriptures, and he removed a whole bunch of them. And that's why he was excommunicated. So, now there are, and let me, one more thing before I forget. I remember when I was a kid that had something happen called the Dead Sea Scrolls. Some shepherd boy chunked a rock in a cave, broke some pots and went up there, and they found all these scriptures from way back when. They was Old Testament Hebrew scriptures, and all the church world was jumping up and down because it proved the Bible was true. They were ancient scriptures, and they were like 98% word for word of what we have today. But you know what else? All those Catholic books were right there with them in the Dead Sea Scrolls. So the Dead Sea Scrolls has all those Catholic books that Martin Luther, on one of his drunken binges, had removed. That's why he got excommunicated. So, the missing books that people say that the Catholics removed from the Bible, they got that all backwards. It was them that removed them from the Bible, and they just don't know it. The rumor got started years ago that the Catholics hid books for the Bible. No, it was the reformers that hid books from the Bible. Now, there are some books, like the Book of Thomas, the Book of Enoch, the Gospel of Peter. There are several books like that. For one reason or another, the early church fathers deemed that they were not authentic or authoritative. I'm not saying that they don't have some good stuff in them. I've read a few of them, but the church fathers, the elders of the church from the time of Christ all the way until these meetings in the late 300s, early 400s, these certain books, they said they did not believe that they were either authentic or authoritative, so they wanted to only use what was written by the apostles or someone closer to the apostles like Luke. So those books did not make the cut. However, the Catholic Church has still not hidden them. If you have a Google, and you probably do because you're listening to my podcast, then you can Google all these books and you can even listen to them. You can go to YouTube, put in Book of Enoch, put in Book of the Gospel of Peter. You can put anything you want to in there and listen to it. So the Catholic Church hasn't hid anything, and there's no missing books in the Bible. And I will talk to you next time.